Guest is Linda Krill, author of Blind Curves, One Woman's Unusual Journey to Reinvent Herself and Answer What Now. Linda's a professional, well, a successful businesswoman, a successful career, and suddenly her whole life changed, and she joins us now. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Rick.
Yeah, so all of a sudden at age 57, boom, there was a big change that nobody really is prepared for.
Right. My husband, who was extremely healthy and at the age of 60 used to do 90-minute kickboxing classes, was diagnosed with a terminal cancer from asbestos and was gone very shortly thereafter. And so suddenly, you know, I thought I had life together, a good job, a good career, a good marriage, and thought I was set for the next 40 years, and suddenly overnight, I wasn't.
And then, of course, the question is, what do you do? And you have a lot of help. Everybody has their own suggestions, and I guess the tried and true ways just weren't working for you.
Right. 18 months later, and I didn't want to write a book about the first 18 months because there's so many good books written about how do you survive a loss. But when you get to that place where you're ready to move forward again with life and say, okay, it's time for me to face the fact that I have to build a life again. And 18 months later, I was following all the expert advice, which was to exercise. I was bicycling 120 miles a week, doing 3 Pilates classes a week. They say eat well, and I was eating, I teasingly said, more holistically than Whole Foods store, and everybody's asleep. And for the first time in my life, I was sleeping 8 to 10 hours. And I was in career, in business, I helped companies change and move forward with new ideas. I tried all of those tools and techniques from business. Nothing felt right, and I was stuck.
And so all of a sudden, you got this idea about a motorcycle ride.
Well, actually, I did what we all do when we follow advice and it doesn't work. I rebelled. And mm-hmm. I just one day said very sarcastically, if all of this great advice doesn't work, I might as well do the opposite. And I just threatened, and I had no intentions. I just threatened. I said, I might as well learn how to ride a motorcycle. And I meant it just as a way of letting off steam. But the next day, I met a friend of mine that I knew in business for 35 years. And he said to me, how's it going, Linda? And I said, it's so bad, I even threatened to learn to ride a motorcycle. And he starts to laugh, and he says, Linda, don't you know, I organize motorcycle trips all over the world. And in a month, we're flying to Vancouver, Canada, and we're going to do the coast of Washington, Oregon, Northern California. And then he said those magical words, the Redwoods, you know, the wine country.
Uh-huh.
And I'd always wanted to do the trip, that West Coast trip, in a convertible, never in a motorcycle. And I cooed and went, oh, my gosh. And he said, we need a woman rider because one of the women that was going with her husband, the husband can't go, and she's not allowed to go off with a bunch of guys. We need you. And I'm going, no, 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 no. But
you've decided to do it. And, well, and you know, of course, then you had to start. Where do you start? You got to learn, and you got to get a license.
Right.
That wasn't real easy either.
No, I mean, nothing. You know, you think after you've been through bad times that life should line up and just fall into place for you. And I went to a Harley dealership 30 days before we left on this trip, and I took their Learn to Ride course and had, really, by Sunday, I was doing pretty well, and I had one of the highest grades in the class. And on the last exam piece, I had so much adrenaline running, and I wanted to get one of the highest marks in the class. And in the exam, we had to get the bike up to third gear and then go across a white line and then shift third to second first and apply front and back brakes. And I did it, and I stopped by the second line. And I can remember thinking to myself, this is a class record and a personal record.
Mm-hmm.
And then I woke up unconscious on the tarmac, because if you overbrake a motorcycle too hard, it will buck you, and it threw me, and it fell over.
Wow.
And so I failed the class. And
yeah.
So I then had to go home, and here in Virginia, you have to go to the DMV and pass their test if you fail the class test.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was on a full-sized motorcycle on these little tiny trial place that you get your license and show them that you can drive. And they kept saying, go back home and get a scooter. You know, it's the same thing whether you're on a scooter. And I said, I have one friend who has a motorcycle. I'm stuck. So I failed the test on a big motorcycle 3 more times, but I finally got my license.
And just in time to take this 2,500-mile trip on a bike up and down the coast and with 3 other experienced riders.
Right. And it's really was foolish. I mean, 30 days after you sit on a motorcycle to try to be on a full-size Harley and then throw 50 pounds worth of luggage on the back of it, and I wasn't even smart enough when we flew out to Vancouver and rented these bikes to drive it around the parking lot. We jumped right into Vancouver, rush hour traffic. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the beginning of the trip, I was very white-knuckled.
I can imagine. I mean, it's just, it would be bad enough. Or tough enough, I should say, for a young person to do it. But, I mean, you're still pushing. You're getting close to 60 now.
Yep, I am.
It's not. It's a big bike, and here you are going down the road. Did you get a bunch of tattoos in preparation for your trip?
No.
Okay, none of that.
The only tattoo I have is from breast cancer when they give you that little dot at the end of radiation. So, no.
Well, that's another part of the story here is that... After you did all this, then you discovered the breast cancer, right?
Right. You know, life is full, and my experiences aren't any different than any of the rest of us in the sense that in all of our lives, the unwanted, unknown, unexpected happens. And it really does, for a period of time, really bring us to our knees. But the question is, you know, and the question I was having trouble with is how do you then move forward and rebuild your life when nothing feels right at that point? And a lot of us are at that point where there's something that's not working in our lives, and we say, we gotta change this. But when nothing feels right, we sit there sometimes waiting for divine, you know, guidance. And this motorcycle trip, which I said, we have to erase who we thought we were and be willing to try some new things when we get to that place in life. We're trying to rebuild life with the broken fragments of what was doesn't work. At least mm-hmm. It's never worked for me. You have to go and say, okay, it's time for me to erase some of the things I said I'd never do and try some new things. And this motorcycle trip, which is exactly the opposite of what all the advice was. Everybody was saying, pamper yourself, be good to yourself, you know, take life easy. And this motorcycle trip, which pushed me to the limits and made me face failure, was the right thing for rebuilding my life.
Talking with Linda Krill, author and speaker, the author of Blind Curves, One Woman's Unusual Journey to Reinvent Herself and Answer What Now? And, of course, her reinvention was to ride the motorcycle on a $2,500 mile trip, and it wasn't all just highway.
No, it was lots of back roads. And the thing is I went on this trip, constantly had to face fears that I had. And mm-hmm. I think we all have fears and don't realize them. One of mine is heights. And when you go across the bridge from Washington State into Oregon, it's a four-mile trip that goes way up into the air. And you're looking out to the right, out to the Pacific Ocean, and up the left is the Columbia River. And ships that are huge are about an inch big. And when you're on a grated bridge, on a motorcycle, you can see 360 degrees around you. Where in a car, we only see like 120 degrees. And so the wind, the crosswinds, you're feeling the winds. You're tasting the salt of the ocean. And the front tire is jumping back and forth because of the grate. And we were up so high that the birds and clouds were below us. But you can't quit in the middle of that. When you're in the middle of a bridge, you've got to make it to the other side. And the thing that people don't think about is when I got to the other side, the elation that you feel, the excitement you feel when you succeed, when you've done something that you're afraid of and you make it, is huge. Just like the day that I finally got my motorcycle license was the happiest day since my husband had died. And that's what we don't think of, is when we push ourselves and try something, anytime we get one more barrier erased from our life, that I did it, the self-esteem that comes to us is mm-hmm. tremendous.
So it's not a story about promoting motorcycles and maybe a trip down the Vancouver coast or the West Coast of Vancouver, Washington, and California, but it's just about conquering your fears, reinventing yourself, and you didn't even stop there. Now you've taken up downhill skiing, scuba diving since then.
Yeah, and I did a trapeze course for 5 days.
Not with the flips.
Well, because I went to a writing coach, and he said, Linda, you didn't describe fear broadly enough. And he said, what did you feel? And I said, I don't remember how I experienced fear. So I said, what am I most afraid of? And I said, heights. And so I took a 5-day trapeze course so that I could go up there and fly on the trapeze, which I was cursing myself the whole time, saying, when are you going to learn to say no to these things? And then at night, I'd be there writing in my journal, oh, this is how I feel when I'm afraid, so I could put that into the book and make it more real. But it's hopefully, it's not that, I didn't want to write a self-help book. I wanted to write a book that was fun to read,
mm-hmm.
and that takes people to a place that is beautiful and exciting to see, and talks about life in general. And so that was my goal, is not to write a self-help book, but it's just to tell people, here's how I did it, and maybe from hearing my story, other people might see things they would or would not do.
Have you heard from a lot of people?
Oh, yeah. The book reviews on Amazon.com are all 4s and 5 stars, and I'm getting letters daily from people. And at my book launch, a woman that had breast cancer came up to me, and this meant more to me than anybody else. And she said, I went to sign her book. She said, I'm in stage 5 breast cancer, and I really need this book. And I just looked and went, oh, my God, you know, the privilege of having something that might help someone when they're struggling. Because we all struggle. We all need that extra bit of, yep, life can be difficult, but we can survive.
Linda Krill is the guest. Blind Curves is the book, and again, it's available on Amazon.com and at bookstores and paperback all over the country. So what is next now?
I'm learning how to promote a book. I'm learning how to do. I'm going to be on Fox TV tomorrow, and then on up to Connecticut to NBC. So I'm learning to do interviews, and so this. I mean, life is full of. The reason I say blind curve is going into what you don't know, and because on the back side of the curve, you know now that much more territory.
Mm-hmm.
And so, to me, I think life is filled with blind curves all the time. And what I try to do now is just to embrace them, because the more we go into what we don't know and create more things, some things I'm never going to do again. You know, that blind curve says, oh, this is a place I'm never coming to again. But the more choices we have in life, I find the richer life gets
right.
for us.
LindaKrill.com is the website address, LindaCrill.com. And or blindcurves.com, or just Google Blind Curves or Linda Krill, and you can find it so easily nowadays on the internet. But congratulations and on your success and successes and continued success to you and the book. And we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. And tell your listeners, if they read the book, I'd love to hear from them.
Very good. And again, through the website at lindakrill.com. Linda, thank you. It's 6 minutes before 9 o'clock at KROC AM.
This is Tammy. You're-